Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how God wants us to make a sacrifice. And I'm going to read you from Leviticus chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, which read like this. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when any one of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of the livestock, of the herd, and of the flock. If his offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will at the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord. In the covenant that God made with Israel at Mount Sinai, there were three major parts. First, there was the law to obey. Second, there was the sacrifice to atone for failing to keep that law. Finally, there was the choice of blessing or curse that became the script for Israel's history as it unfolded. The sacrificial system was an essential element of the Mosaic covenant because it was impossible to live up to the requirements of the law. Sacrifice was how sin was dealt with. Leviticus does not mark the beginning of God's sacrificial system. In the earliest days of the human race, Adam knew of sacrifice. That's in Genesis 3, as did Cain and Abel. That's in Genesis 4. Noah did also in Genesis 8. Of course, the concept of sacrifice was not unique to Israel. Other nations and cultures practiced it, often ultimately involving human sacrifice. The universality of sacrifice shows that the concept was known to mankind before the flood, and it was carried to different cultures by the survivors of the flood. Sacrifice to the Lord God of Israel was not like sacrifice to the pagan deities of the nations surrounding Israel. It was a different matter, because God is holy. The instructions for sacrifice throughout Leviticus give us a window to see these aspects of the character of God. First, God told them, "You shall bring an offering of the livestock, of the herd, and of the flock." This means that the Israelite worshiper could not offer a wild animal. They must only bring domesticated livestock. This meant that an offering to God must cost something. If it didn't cost, then it wasn't sacrifice. This is also reflected in the command that the animal offered had to be a male, because in those days, male animals were thought to be stronger and often therefore more valuable. Second, the animal had to be without blemish. God would not accept a defective sacrifice. Now, by instinct, our fallen nature will always want to give God second best, if not third or fourth best. But God will not receive that kind of sacrifice. Israel did not always live up to the standard of bringing sacrifices without blemish. For example, we read in Malachi chapter 1, verse 8, God speaking to his people and saying, "And when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts?" Now, thankfully, Jesus fulfilled the standard of being without blemish perfectly, being a sinlessly pure sacrifice, as is explained to us repeatedly in the Bible. Finally, the Israelite had to bring his sacrifice of his own free will. God did not want a gift that was given out of coercion. It had to be freely offered. God wants our hearts freely given to him. This helps us to understand the reason behind the burnt offering. It was a general offering of propitiation and consecration to God. It was a way to say, "God, I freely give you my all through this animal." Jesus finished the work of blood sacrifice by what he did on the cross. But in a sense, the days of sacrifice are not over. Now, God calls us to bring our lives to him as a living sacrifice, as is explained in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. When we lay our lives before God in sacrifice to Him, we should do it after the pattern of Leviticus. Give God the best we have, give God the purest we can be, and offer it all to Him freely. We can still please God through that kind of sacrifice. Hey, look for a way to give it to Him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.